Chapter 8, Hebron. We have just told you about two wicked cities, and you will perhaps remember their names, Sodom and Gomorrah. This is where Abram's nephew Lot went to live. We told you also how God came to Abram after Lot had left him. It was as though God would tell Abram he was not left alone. God was his friend, and he would give all the land to him and to his children. Now we want to tell you about the place where Abram went to live. He moved his tent and came to dwell in the plain of Hebron. There he set up his tent, and there he built an altar to the Lord his God. What a sweet place Hebron was to Abram then. It was his home, where he lived with his wife Sarai. But it was also the place where God met with him and blessed him. So he built an altar there and worshipped God every day, making a sacrifice upon the altar as God had commanded. This shows that we should try to remember God in our homes, in reading his word and in prayer. This is why your father, if you are favored with a gracious one, takes down the Bible every morning and evening to read to you and to try to seek God's blessing. You ought indeed to be thankful if it is so in your home, and you should listen to the word of God as it is read to you. May the Lord open your eyes and make you wise unto salvation by it. But the time came when Sarah died, and what a sad time it was to Abraham. You will remember that God had changed their names to spell like this when their son Isaac was born. But now Isaac had grown to be a young man, and his mother Sarah had died. Abraham had also moved his tent to Beersheba. But now he goes to Hebron and buys a field there, so that he could bury his wife in a cave in that field. Later on, when Abraham also died, his sons buried him in the same cave, and afterwards Isaac and Jacob with their wives were buried there as well. Now we must take you a long way forward to the time when the children of Jacob, or Israel, had come out of Egypt and back to the land of Canaan. Before Moses died, he sent 12 men to spy out the land of Canaan. Now 10 of these spies brought back an evil report of their land, but 2 of them gave a good report. Their names were Joshua and Caleb. Well, after Moses had died, Joshua led the people to take the land of Canaan. Caleb also was still alive, because he had brought the good report, but the other 10 spies had died as God had said. So now Joshua blessed Caleb and gave him the place of Hebron to be his home. Caleb had been there before when he was one of the spies and saw the giants who lived there. But he believed that God would overcome the giants, and so Hebron was given to him for his home. Now we must go forward again to the time when the children of Israel asked God to give them a king. God chose Saul and made him the king over them. But Saul disobeyed God, and Samuel was told to go and anoint David to be the king. So Samuel poured the oil upon him to show that God had chosen him to be the king. This made Saul hate David and try to kill him. But the time came when Saul was killed in the battle, and God's promise to David came to pass. David heard that Saul was dead and asked the Lord what he should do and where he should go. God told him to go up to Hebron. And David and his men came to Hebron and lived there. Then the men of Judah came and made David their king. David dwelt in Hebron 7 years and was the king of Judah. Afterwards, you know, he was made king of all Israel and went to Jerusalem, but at first he lived at Hebron. One more thing about Hebron. David had several sons, but God said that his son Solomon was the one who should be king after David. There was another son of David whose name was Absalom, and he wanted to be king. One day he said to his father that he wanted to go to Hebron to pay a vow he had made to the Lord. But he deceived David, because the real reason was that he wanted to make himself king instead of his father. What a dreadful thing for a son to do! And yet he was given success for a time and made himself friendly with all the people who came to Hebron. He so won their hearts by his deceit that they came to him and made him king in Hebron. So poor David had to flee for his life. But God was with him and punished his son Absalom. Then, instead of being king, Absalom was killed in the battle, and King David came back to his throne. You will find the account of Abram at Hebron in the book of Genesis, chapters 13 and 23. Of Caleb in the book of Numbers, chapter 14, and of David and Absalom in the second book of Samuel, chapters 2 and 15. Then see if you can find where God calls Abraham his friend in the book of Isaiah, chapter 41.